Welcome to the Love Letters to Poe podcast. I'm Sarah Crokel Smith, publisher and editor-in-chief, bringing you wonder and terror, romance and horror in this gothic fiction magazine. Each week, I'll be sharing a new gothic story or poem from the pages of Love Letters to Poe. You can find the original stories and poems, author interviews, your free copy of the magazine's inaugural issue, and much more at loveletterstopoe.com. Today's gothic poem is titled Rose and Thorns, read by the author Ethan Nautte. This poem can be found in Volume 1, Issue 4 of Love Letters to Poe. I hope you enjoy this haunting tale.
Rose and Thorns by Ethan Nautte. There she sat upon a bench, a pale rose in full bloom, with skin soft as petals, standing out against the gloom. Eyes that glisten like dewdrops upon a vivid green leaf. This beauty I must have to hold, to stir me from my grief. To garner her interest, a soft-spoken word here. To gain her sympathy, a generous gesture there. To my humble abode she doth discreetly follow, filling the space within my breast which has long been dark and hollow. Her tender kisses moist upon my lips, the scent of her long hair stroked by my fingertips. Her eyes so hypnotic, tugging at emotions and my mind, the coolness of her embrace slows down the hands of time. Candlelight flickers, casting shadows, I can feel her mouth's caress, tantalizing nibbles upon my neck as I unzip the back of her dress. My breath, sweet and warm, blows softly in her ear. She wraps her arms around me and holds me so dear. The hold becomes a clutch, her eyes become a blaze. I'm lost in a fog, my mind is like a maze. Her head moves forward, I see her raven hair. The prick of the rose's thorns, I yield, I do not care. Her pale, chilled skin grows fervent and blush. The essence of my life flows away with a rush. The thorns dig deeper, and my beauty has her hold. I sought her for my passion, but the hunt was twofold. A victim I was of a sordid heart, and to the rose with thorns, I am simply a la carte.
If you enjoyed this work of fiction, please show your love by leaving a review. Never miss another story or poem by visiting loveletterstopoe.com/join. And if you want the party to continue, I invite you to Prince Prospero's Masquerade over at patreon.com/loveletterstopoe. Until next time, embrace what lurks in the shadows. You never know what gothic adventure lay within.